Proverbs chapter 11, 11:1. A deceitful balance is an abomination before the Lord, and a just weight is his will. 11:2. Where pride is, there also shall be reproach. But where humility is, there also is wisdom. 11:3. The simplicity of the just shall guide them, and the deceitfulness of the wicked shall destroy them. 11:4. Riches shall not profit in the day of revenge, but justice shall deliver from death. 11:5. The justice of the upright shall make his way prosperous, and the wicked man shall fall by his own wickedness. 11:6. The justice of the righteous shall deliver them, and the unjust shall be caught in their own snares. 11:7. When the wicked man is dead, there shall be no hope any more, and the expectation of the solicitous shall perish. 11:8. The just is delivered out of distress, and the wicked shall be given up for him. 11:9. The dissembler with his mouth deceiveth his friend, but the just shall be delivered by knowledge. 11:10. When it goeth well with the just, the city shall rejoice, and when the wicked perish, there shall be praise. 11:11. By the blessing of the just the city shall be exalted, and by the mouth of the wicked it shall be overthrown. 11:12. He that despiseth his friend is mean of heart, but the wise man will hold his peace. 11:13. He that walketh deceitfully revealeth secrets, but he that is faithful concealeth the thing committed to him by his friend. 11:14. Where there is no governor, the people shall fall, but there is safety where there is much counsel. 11:15. He shall be afflicted with evil, that is surety for a stranger, but he that is aware of snares shall be secure. 11:16. A gracious woman shall find glory, and the strong shall have riches. 11:17. A merciful man doth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel casteth off even his own kindred. 11:18. The wicked maketh an unsteady work, but to him that soweth justice, there is a faithful reward. 11:19. Clemency prepareth life, and the pursuing of evil things, death. 11:20. A perverse heart is abominable to the Lord, and his will is in them that walk sincerely. 11:21. Hand in hand the evil man shall not be innocent, but the seed of the just shall be saved. 11:22. A golden ring and a swine's snout, a woman fair and foolish. 11:23. The desire of the just is all good, the expectation of the wicked is indignation. 11:24. Some distribute their own goods, and grow richer. Others take away what is not their own, and are always in want. 11:25. The soul that blesseth shall be made fat, and he that inebriateth shall be inebriated also himself. 11:26. He that hideth up corn shall be cursed among the people, but a blessing upon the head of them that sell. 11:27. Well doth he rise early who seeketh good things, but he that seeketh after evil things shall be oppressed by them. 11:28. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the just shall spring up as a green leaf. 11:29. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the winds, and the fool shall serve the wise. 11:30. The fruit of the just man is a tree of life, and he that gaineth souls is wise. 11:31. If the just man receive in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? Proverbs chapter 12, 12:1. He that loveth correction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is foolish. 12:2. He that is good shall draw grace from the Lord, but he that resteth in his own devices doth wickedly. 12:3. Man shall not be strengthened by wickedness, and the root of the just shall not be moved. 12:4. A diligent woman is a crown to her husband, and she that doth things worthy of confusion is as rottenness in his bones. 12:5. The thoughts of the just are judgments, and the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. 12:6. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, the mouth of the just shall deliver them. 12:7. Turn the wicked, and they shall not be, but the house of the just shall stand firm. 12:8. A man shall be known by his learning, but he that is vain and foolish shall be exposed to contempt. 12:9. Better is the poor man that provideth for himself than he that is glorious and wanteth bread. 12:10. The just regardeth the lives of his beasts, but the bowels of the wicked are cruel. 12:11. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that pursueth idleness is very foolish. He that is delighted in passing his time over wine leaveth a reproach in his strongholds. 12:12. The desire of the wicked is the fortification of evil men, but the root of the just shall prosper. 12:13. For the sins of the lips ruin draweth nigh to the evil man, but the just shall escape out of distress. 12:14. By the fruit of his own mouth shall a man be filled with good things, and according to the works of his hands it shall be repaid him. 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that is wise hearkeneth unto counsels. 12:16. A fool immediately sheweth his anger, but he that dissembleth injuries is wise. 12:17. He that speaketh that which he knoweth, sheweth forth justice, but he that lieth, is a deceitful witness. 12:18. There is that promiseth, and is pricked as it were with a sword of conscience, but the tongue of the wise is health. 12:19. The lip of truth shall be steadfast forever, but he that is a hasty witness, frammeth a lying tongue. 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of them that think evil things, but joy followeth them that take counsels of peace. 12:21. Whatsoever shall befall the just man, shall not make him sad, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. 12:22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal faithfully, please him. 12:23. A cautious man concealeth knowledge, and the heart of fools publisheth folly. 12:24. The hand of the valiant shall bear rule, but that which is slothful shall be under tribute. 12:25. Grief in the heart of a man shall bring him low, but with a good word he shall be made glad. 12:26. He that neglecteth the loss for the sake of a friend is just, but the way of the wicked shall deceive them. 12:27. The deceitful man shall not find gain, but the substance of a just man shall be precious gold. 12:28. In the path of justice is life, but the byway leadeth to death. Proverbs chapter 13:13-1. A wise son heareth the doctrine of his father, but he that is a scorner heareth not when he is reproved. 13:2. Of the fruit of his own mouth shall a man be filled with good things, but the soul of transgressors is wicked. 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his soul, but he that hath no guard on his speech shall meet with evils. 13:4. The sluggard willeth, and willeth not, but the soul of them that work shall be made fat. 13:5. The just shall hate a lying word, but the wicked confoundeth, and shall be confounded. 13:6. Justice keepeth the way of the innocent, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. 13:7. One is as it were rich, when he hath nothing, and another is as it were poor, when he hath great riches. 13:8. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but he that is poor beareth not reprehension. 13:9. The light of the just giveth joy, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. 13:10. Among the proud there are always contentions, but they that do all things with counsel are ruled by wisdom. 13:11. Substance got in haste shall be diminished, but that which by little and little is gathered with the hand shall increase. 13:12. Hope that is deferred afflicteth the soul. Desire when it cometh is a tree of life. 13:13. Whosoever speaketh ill of anything bindeth himself for the time to come, but he that feareth the commandment shall dwell in peace. Deceitful souls go astray in sins. The just are merciful, and shew mercy. 13:14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, that he may decline from the ruin of death. 13:15. Good instruction shall give grace. In the way of scorners is a deep pit. 13:16. The prudent man doth all things with counsel, but he that is a fool layeth open his folly. 13:17. The messenger of the wicked shall fall into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. 13:18. Poverty and shame to him that refuseth instruction, but he that yieldeth to reproof shall be glorified. 13:19. The desire that is accomplished delighteth the soul. Fools hate them that flee from evil things. 13:20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A friend of fools shall become like to them. 13:21. Evil pursueth sinners, and to the just good shall be repaid. 13:22. The good man leaveth heirs, sons, and grandsons, and the substance of the sinner is kept for the just. 13:23. Much food is in the tillage of fathers, but for others it is gathered without judgment. 13:24. He that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him correcteth him betimes. 13:25. The just eateth and filleth his soul, but the belly of the wicked is never to be filled. Proverbs chapter 14:14-1. A wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish will pull down with her hands that also which is built. 14:2. He that walketh in the right way, and feareth God, is despised by him that goeth by an infamous way. 14:3. In the mouth of a fool is the rod of pride, but the lips of the wise preserve them. 14:4. Where there are no oxen, the crib is empty, but where there is much corn, there the strength of the ox is manifest. 14:5. A faithful witness will not lie, but a deceitful witness uttereth a lie. 14:6. A scorner seeketh wisdom, and findeth it not. The learning of the wise is easy. 14:7. Go against a foolish man, and he knoweth not the lips of prudence. 14:8. The wisdom of a discreet man is to understand his way, and the imprudence of fools erreth. 14:9. A fool will laugh at sin, but among the just grace shall abide. 14:10. The heart that knoweth the bitterness of his own soul, in his joy a stranger shall not intermeddle. 14:11. The house of the wicked shall be destroyed, but the tabernacles of the just shall flourish. 14:12. There is a way which seemeth just to a man, but the ends thereof led to death. 14:13. Laughter shall be mingled with sorrow, and mourning taketh hold of the ends of joy. 14:14. A fool shall be filled with his own ways, and the good man shall be above him. 14:15. The innocent believeth every word, the discreet man considereth his steps. No good shall come to the deceitful son, but the wise servant shall prosper in his dealings, and his way shall be made straight. 14:16. A wise man feareth, and declineth from evil. The fool leapeth over, and is confident. 14:17. The impatient man shall work folly, and the crafty man is hateful. 14:18. The childish shall possess folly, and the prudent shall look for knowledge. 14:19. The evil shall fall down before the good, and the wicked before the gates of the just. 14:20. The poor man shall be hateful even to his own neighbor, but the friends of the rich are many. 14:21. He that despiseth his neighbor, sinneth, but he that sheweth mercy to the poor, shall be blessed. He that believeth in the Lord, loveth mercy. 14:22. They are that work evil, but mercy and truth prepare good things. 14:23. In much work there shall be abundance, but where there are many words, there is oftentimes want. 14:24. The crown of the wise is their riches, the folly of fools, imprudence. 14:25. A faithful witness delivereth souls, and the double dealer uttereth lies. 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is confidence of strength, and there shall be hope for his children. 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to decline from the ruin of death. 14:28. In the multitude of people is the dignity of the king, and in the small number of the people the dishonor of the prince. 14:29. He that is patient is governed with much wisdom, but he that is impatient exalteth his folly. 14:30. Soundness of heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. 14:31. He that oppresseth the poor upbraideth his maker, but he that hath pity on the poor honoreth him. 14:32. The wicked man shall be driven out in his wickedness, but the just hath hope in his death. 14:33. In the heart of the prudent resteth wisdom, and it shall instruct all the ignorant. 14:34. Justice exalteth a nation, but sin maketh nations miserable. 14:35. A wise servant is acceptable to the king. He that is good for nothing shall feel his anger. Proverbs chapter 15:15-1. A mild answer breaketh wrath, but a harsh word stirreth up fury. 15:2. The tongue of the wise adorneth knowledge, but the mouth of fools bubbleth out folly. 15:3. The eyes of the Lord in every place behold the good and the evil. 15:4. A peaceable tongue is a tree of life, but that which is immoderate shall crush the spirit. 15:5. A fool laugheth at the instruction of his father, but he that regardeth reproofs shall become prudent. In abundant justice there is the greatest strength, but the devices of the wicked shall be rooted out. 15:6. The house of the just is very much strength, and in the fruits of the wicked is trouble. 15:7. The lips of the wise shall disperse knowledge, the heart of fools shall be unlike. 15:8. The victims of the wicked are abominable to the Lord, the vows of the just are acceptable. 15:9. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, he that followeth justice is beloved by him. 15:10. Instruction is grievous to him that forsaketh the way of life. He that hateth reproof shall die. 15:11. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of the children of men. 15:12. The corrupt man loveth not one that reproveth him, nor will he go to the wise. 15:13. A glad heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by grief of mind the spirit is cast down. 15:14. The heart of the wise seeketh instruction, and the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. 15:15. All the days of the poor are evil. A secure mind is like a continual feast. 15:16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures without content. 15:17. It is better to be invited to herbs with love than to a fatted calf with hatred. 15:18. A passionate man stirreth up strifes. He that is patient appeaseth those that are stirred up. 15:19. The way of the slothful is as a hedge of thorns. The way of the just is without offense. 15:20. A wise son maketh the father joyful, but the foolish man despiseth his mother. 15:21. Folly is joy to the fool, and the wise man maketh straight his steps. 15:22. Designs are brought to nothing where there is no counsel, but where there are many counselors, they are established. 15:23. A man rejoiceth in the sentence of his mouth, and the word in due time is best. 15:24. The path of life is above for the wise, that he may decline from the lowest hell. 15:25. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, and will strengthen the borders of the widow. 15:26. Evil thoughts are an abomination to the Lord, and pure words most beautiful shall be confirmed by him. 15:27. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth bribes shall live. By mercy and faith sins are purged away, and by the fear of the Lord every one declineth from evil. 15:28. The mind of the just studieth obedience. The mouth of the wicked overfloweth with evils. 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, and he will hear the prayers of the just. 15:30. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the soul. A good name maketh the bones fat. 15:31. The ear that heareth the reproofs of life shall abide in the midst of the wise. 15:32. He that rejecteth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that yieldeth to reproof possesseth understanding. 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the lesson of wisdom, and humility goeth before glory. Proverbs chapter 16:16-1. It is the part of man to prepare the soul, and of the Lord to govern the tongue. It is the part of man, etc. That is, that man should prepare in his heart and soul what he is to say. But after all, it must be the Lord that must govern his tongue, to speak to the purpose. Not that we can think anything of good without God's grace, but that after we have, with God's grace, thought and prepared within our souls what we would speak, if God does not govern our tongue, we shall not succeed in what we speak. 16:2. All the ways of a man are open to his eyes. The Lord is the weigher of spirits. 16:3. Lay open thy works to the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be directed. 16:4. The Lord hath made all things for himself. The wicked also for the evil day. 16:5. Every proud man is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand should be joined to hand, he is not innocent. The beginning of a good way is to do justice, and this is more acceptable with God than to offer sacrifices. 16:6. By mercy and truth iniquity is redeemed, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. 16:7. When the ways of man shall please the Lord, he will convert even his enemies to peace. 16:8. Better is a little with justice than great revenues with iniquity. 16:9. The heart of man disposeth his way, but the Lord must direct his steps. 16:10. Divination is in the lips of the king, his mouth shall not err in judgment. 16:11. Weight and balance are judgments of the Lord, and his work all the weights of the bag. 16:12. They that act wickedly are abominable to the king, for the throne is established by justice. 16:13. Just lips are the delight of kings. He that speaketh right things shall be loved. 16:14. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, and the wise man will pacify it. 16:15. In the cheerfulness of the king's countenance is life, and his clemency is like the latter rain. 16:16. Get wisdom, because it is better than gold, and purchase prudence, for it is more precious than silver. 16:17. The path of the just departeth from evils. He that keepeth his soul keepeth his way. 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and the spirit is lifted up before a fall. 16:19. It is better to be humbled with the meek than to divide spoils with the proud. 16:20. The learned in word shall find good things, and he that trusteth in the Lord is blessed. 16:21. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and he that is sweet in words shall attain to greater things. 16:22. Knowledge is a fountain of life to him that possesseth it. The instruction of fools is foolishness. 16:23. The heart of the wise shall instruct his mouth, and shall add grace to his lips. 16:24. Well-ordered words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. 16:25. There is a way that seemeth to a man right, and the ends thereof led to death. 16:26. The soul of him that laboreth for himself, because his mouth hath obliged him to it. 16:27. The wicked man diggeth evil, and in his lips is a burning fire. 16:28. A perverse man stirreth up quarrels, and one full of words separateth princes. 16:29. An unjust man heareth his friend, and leadeth him into a way that is not good. 16:30. He that with fixed eyes deviseth wicked things, biting his lips, bringeth evil to pass. 16:31. Old age is a crown of dignity, when it is found in the ways of justice. 16:32. The patient man is better than the valiant, and he that ruleth his spirit, than he that taketh cities. 16:33. Lots are cast into the lap, but they are disposed of by the Lord. Proverbs chapter 17:17-1. Better is a dry morsel with joy, than a house full of victims with strife. 17:2. A wise servant shall rule over foolish sons, and shall divide the inheritance among the brethren. 17:3. As silver is tried by fire, and gold in the furnace, so the Lord tried the hearts. 17:4. The evil man obeyeth an unjust tongue, and the deceitful hearkeneth to lying lips. 17:5. He that despiseth the poor, reproacheth his maker, and he that rejoiceth at another man's ruin, shall not be unpunished. 17:6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. 17:7. Eloquent words do not become a fool, nor lying lips a prince. 17:8. The expectation of him that expecteth is a most acceptable jewel. Whithersoever he turneth himself, he understandeth wisely. 17:9. He that concealeth a transgression, seeketh friendships. He that repeateth it again, separateth friends. 17:10. Every proof availeth more with a wise man than 100 stripes with a fool. 17:11. An evil man always seeketh quarrels, but a cruel angel shall be sent against him. 17:12. It is better to meet a bear robbed of her whelps than a fool trusting in his own folly. 17:13. He that rendereth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. 17:14. The beginning of quarrels is as when one letteth out water, and before he suffereth reproach, he forsaketh judgment. 17:15. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, both are abominable before God. 17:16. What doth it avail a fool to have riches, seeing he cannot buy wisdom? He that maketh his house high, seeketh a downfall, and he that refuseth to learn, shall fall into evils. 17:17. He that is a friend loveth in all times, and a brother is proved in distress. 17:18. A foolish man will clap hands, when he is surety for his friend. 17:19. He that studieth discords, loveth quarrels, and he that exalteth his door, seeketh ruin. 17:20. He that is of a perverse heart, shall not find good, and he that perverteth his tongue, shall fall into evil. 17:21. A fool is born to his own disgrace, and even his father shall not rejoice in a fool. 17:22. A joyful mind maketh age flourishing, a sorrowful spirit dries up the bones. 17:23. The wicked man taketh gifts out of the bosom, that he may pervert the paths of judgment. 17:24. Wisdom shineth in the face of the wise, the eyes of fools are in the ends of the earth. 17:25. A foolish son is the anger of the father, and the sorrow of the mother that bore him. 17:26. It is no good thing to do hurt to the just, nor to strike the prince who judgeth right. 17:27. He that setteth bounds to his words is knowing and wise, and the man of understanding as of a precious spirit. 17:28. Even a fool, if he will hold his peace, shall be counted wise, and if he close his lips, a man of understanding. Proverbs chapter 18:18-1. He that hath a mind to depart from a friend, seeketh occasions. He shall ever be subject to reproach. 18:2. A fool receiveth not the words of prudence, unless thou say those things which are in his heart. 18:3. The wicked man, when he is come into the depths of sins, contemneth, but ignominy and reproach follow him. 18:4. Words from the mouth of a man are as deep water, and the fountain of wisdom is an overflowing stream. 18:5. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to decline from the truth of judgment. 18:6. The lips of a fool intermeddle with strife, and his mouth provoketh quarrels. 18:7. The mouth of a fool is his destruction, and his lips are the ruin of his soul. 18:8. The words of the double tongue are as if they were harmless, and they reach even to the inner parts of the bowels. Fear casteth down the slothful, and the souls of the effeminate shall be hungry. 18:9. He that is loose and slack in his work is the brother of him that wasteth his own works. 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The just runneth to it, and shall be exalted. 18:11. The substance of the rich man is the city of his strength, and is a strong wall compassing him about. 18:12. Before destruction, the heart of a man is exalted, and before he be glorified, it is humbled. 18:13. He that answereth before he heareth, cheweth himself to be a fool, and worthy of confusion. 18:14. The spirit of a man upholdeth his infirmity, but a spirit that is easily angered, who can bear? 18:15. A wise heart shall acquire knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh instruction. 18:16. A man's gift enlargeth his way, and maketh him room before princes. 18:17. The just is first accuser of himself. His friend cometh, and shall assert him. 18:18. The lot suppresseth contentions, and determineth even between the mighty. 18:19. A brother that is helped by his brother is like a strong city, and judgments are like the bars of cities. 18:20. Above the fruit of a man's mouth shall his belly be satisfied, and the offspring of his lips shall fill him. 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. 18:22. He that hath found a good wife hath found a good thing, and shall receive a pleasure from the Lord. He that driveth away a good wife driveth away a good thing, but he that keepeth an adulteress is foolish and wicked. 18:23. The poor will speak with supplications, and the rich will speak roughly. 18:24. A man amiable in society shall be more friendly than a brother. Proverbs chapter 19:19-1. Better is the poor man that walketh in his simplicity than a rich man that is perverse in his lips and unwise. 19:2. Where there is no knowledge of the soul, there is no good, and he that is hasty with his feet shall stumble. 19:3. The folly of a man supplanteth his steps, and he fretteth in his mind against God. 19:4. Riches make many friends, but from the poor man, even they whom he had, depart. 19:5. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. 19:6. Many honor the person of him that is mighty, and are friends of him that giveth gifts. 19:7. The brethren of the poor man hate him. Moreover also his friends have departed far from him. He that followeth after words only shall have nothing. 19:8. But he that possesseth a mind loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth prudence shall find good things. 19:9. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. 19:10. Delicacies are not seemly for a fool, nor for a servant to have rule over princes. 19:11. The learning of a man is known by patience, and his glory is to pass over wrongs. 19:12. As the roaring of a lion, so also is the anger of a king, and his cheerfulness is the dew upon the grass. 19:13. A foolish son is the grief of his father, and a wrangling wife is like a roof continually dropping through. 19:14. House and riches are given by parents, but a prudent wife is properly from the Lord. 19:15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. 19:16. He that keepeth a commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that neglecteth his own way shall die. 19:17. He that hath mercy on the poor lendeth to the Lord, and he will repay him. 19:18. Chastise thy son, despair not, but to the killing of him set not thy soul. 19:19. He that is impatient shall suffer damage, and when he shall take away, he shall add another thing. 19:20. Hear counsel, and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. 19:21. There are many thoughts in the heart of a man, but the will of the Lord shall stand firm. 19:22. A needy man is merciful, and better is the poor than the lying man. 19:23. The fear of the Lord is unto life, and he shall abide in the fullness without being visited with evil. 19:24. The slothful hideth his hand under his armpit, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth. 19:25. The wicked man being scourged, the fool shall be wiser. But if thou rebuke the wise man, he will understand discipline. 19:26. He that afflicteth his father, and chaseth away his mother, is infirmous and unhappy. 19:27. Cease not, O my son, to hear instruction, and be not ignorant of the words of knowledge. 19:28. An unjust witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. 19:29. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and striking hammers for the bodies of fools. Proverbs chapter 20, 20:1. Wine is a luxurious thing, and drunkenness riotous. Whosoever is delighted therewith shall not be wise. 20:2. As the roaring of a lion, so also is the dread of a king. He that provoketh him sinneth against his own soul. 20:3. It is an honor for a man to separate himself from quarrels, but all fools are meddling with reproaches. 20:4. Because of the cold the sluggard would not plough. He shall beg therefore in the summer, and it shall not be given him. 20:5. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a wise man will draw it out. 20:6. Many men are called merciful, but who shall find a faithful man? 20:7. The just that walketh in his simplicity shall leave behind him blessed children. 20:8. The king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his look. 20:9. Who can say, my heart is clean, I am pure from sin? 20:10. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both are abominable before God. 20:11. By his inclinations a child is known, if his works be clean and right. 20:12. The hearing ear, and the seeing eyes, the Lord hath made them both. 20:13. Love not sleep, lest poverty oppress thee. Open thy eyes, and be filled with bread. 20:14. It is not, saith every buyer. And when he is gone away, then he will boast. 20:15. There is gold in a multitude of jewels, but the lips of knowledge are a precious vessel. 20:16. Take away the garment of him that is dirty for a stranger, and take a pledge from him for strangers. 20:17. The bread of lying is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. 20:18. Designs are strengthened by counsels, and wars are to be managed by governments. 20:19. Meddle not with him that revealeth secrets, and walketh deceitfully, and openeth wide his lips. 20:20. He that curseth his father and mother, his lamp shall be put out in the midst of darkness. 20:21. The inheritance gotten hastily in the beginning, in the end shall be without a blessing. 20:22. Say not, I will return evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver thee. 20:23. Diverse weights are an abomination before the Lord. A deceitful balance is not good. 20:24. The steps of men are guided by the Lord, but who is the man that can understand his own way? 20:25. It is ruin to a man to devour holy ones, and after vows to retract. 20:26. A wise king scattereth the wicked, and bringeth over them the weal. 20:27. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, which searcheth all the hidden things of the bowels. 20:28. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is strengthened by clemency. 20:29. The joy of young men is their strength, and the dignity of old men, their gray hairs. 20:30. The blueness of a wound shall wipe away evils, and stripes in the more inward parts of the belly.